Hey, thanks for taking just a second to watch, where we do our very best to offer a brief and biblical answer to a question that you submit. Today's question has to do with the end times. This is what the submitter wrote. Pastor, I want to talk about Christ's second coming. How much prophecy regarding the return of Christ has already been fulfilled? What has not yet been fulfilled? It's a great question. You know, one of the things I remind Christians is there are two extremes when we begin talking about the end times we need to avoid. One is indifference. Some people, especially folks in my generation or younger, seem to think that it's okay not to care, that it's okay to be ignorant about it. That's not very biblical because God chose to tell us a lot about the end times. Now, it's not the majority of the Bible, but it certainly makes it clear what we can expect, and it always does so to encourage us to live for today. So we want to avoid indifference. Secondly, we want to avoid infatuation. Some people become so consumed with the end times and trying to identify every prophecy that they forget about today. Even the literature in the Bible that given to us about the end times always stresses, based on what we know about the end, how should we live and act and believe today? So somewhere between indifference and infatuation is where we ought to be. Now, the question is very specific. How much prophecy has been fulfilled that's supposed to happen before the second coming of Jesus? Well, I think we need some clarity. First of all, nothing else needs to happen for Jesus to return suddenly. In other words, the Bible teaches us that upon the death, resurrection, and ascension, the next thing that will happen in redemptive history is the Lord Himself will return. Oftentimes people mix together two different events in the Bible. There is the sudden return of Jesus, where He will momentarily rapture His church. And then there is the return of Jesus to issue forth judgment and to rule and to reign, which will happen at the end of the 7-year tribulation. Now, Christians who love Jesus and love the Bible agree to disagree on whether or not those two events are separate in time or they happen simultaneously. I was raised in a tradition where I was taught Jesus is going to come and rapture the church, take the church home, and then there'll be 7 years of tribulation, and then Jesus will return and judge the world, judge the wicked, and set up a 1,000-year reign before the final heaven and earth. Another view that many Christians hold, that certainly heavily influenced me from the Reformed tradition, is that there's no separation, that there'll be a rapture, and that as the church is called up, He will come down and issue forth judgment, and that this will all happen after the tribulation, which means the church will go through the tribulation. I don't want to confuse you, but let me just say this. Nothing else needs to be accomplished for Jesus to come back. Yet if we're talking about the final judgment, we do know there's going to be some biblical cataclysmic events that will take place, and when those happen, they will be very obvious to everyone.